The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. US oil exploration, Harley.
I would expect oil and gas stocks to take another hit tomorrow. Federal judge in Alaska has told the president it was legal for Barack Obama to remove vast stretches of ocean and coastal waters from oil and gas leasing, but President Trump does not have the right to reverse Obama's decision.
What?
The judge, her name is Sharon Gleason, mm-hmm. which I did look up. She's an Obama appointee. She said only Congress could add areas for leasing, even if the addition is actually a restoration of what previously was.
Was she elected by the people, was she? Did she run for president, this judge, did she? Hey?
She might yet.
Come on.
She might yet. You never know.
Another little lefty and a greenie, eh? So what's Donald Trump going to do about this?
This particular thing, I think they'll appeal it to the appeals court, and then after that it could go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Or he'll go to Congress and ask him to change the rule.
Absolutely. The Mexican border?
Well, Trump says he's going to shut it down in the coming week, if necessary. He said it is high time for Mexico to help put a stop to the flood of illegal immigrants at the U.S. border. He said if there's no help, he may have to close the border in coming days. And this is not only going to stop largely the surge of illegals that we've seen in the last few weeks.
What does shutting the border mean?
Means that he'll literally close the gates. And if he closes the gates and puts armed guards there, then it'll mean that the flow of legal border crossings back and forth as workers who have papers and can do it will also stop. It'll cost businesses on both sides of the border a lot of money.
Good point.
You know, if the shutdown goes on long enough, of course, Mexico will feel the pinch a lot more than the U.S.
Yep.
would. That's what the president's banking on, to force Mexico to start doing the right thing.
Good stuff. Just a quick one on the flooding.
Well, the scope of it is amazing. I mean, it's frightening stuff. We've got at least 1 million acres already underwater. And the downside is, as one farmer said, there's thousands of acres that won't be planted. He said maybe if we had straight sunshine between May and June, all the way to May or June, maybe that would fix it. But it ain't going to happen because it's going to rain, and they'll have more spring flooding in that area of the country.
Amazing. That's in the Midwest, all the vagaries of nature. Thanks, Harley.